You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything is on your radio, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray, Wally, and I heard Will. Is that true?
Yeah. You know, you're on vacay, man.
Because Will hasn't been on yet. But anyway, it's good to have everyone on our show tonight. Lex Diamond's on the way. Wally, what's up, bro?
No, nothing much, but you said Will. Everybody's not here. Will's not here. So you can't say everybody's here.
Ray, Wally, and Will.
Yeah, Will who? Will's going to be on,
when
man, eventually.
There's a Will, there's a way.
That's what he always says, right? But you know what? He always says this. Let's get into our tradition of pregame. Here are our topics. We will recap the Redskins preseason game against the Ravens. We will have, like Ray mentioned, Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network as a guest. At the 10-minute mark, we will discuss the impact of Trent Murphy's season-ending injury and Sue Craven's injury. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we will preview the Redskins preseason game against the Green Bay Packers. Every time I, you know, when I see the Green Bay Packers, I think coming to America, I'm not going to say it because I'm African.
The big H.
What?
As you said, they kicked the ball to a
Yeah, exactly. H. You know what I mean?
The Giants of New York. No, what is it? Packers of Green Bay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly. It's so African disrespectful, man. It is. When Africans, very disrespectful.
Great TV.
It is, though. It's a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I kind of contradicted myself. Anyway, right now, we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network. What's good, Lex?
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Excellent.
You good, man? Excellent, man. Excellent. You watch Power? I always talk about Power. You watch Power on Sunday?
Man, I watch Power on, well, I guess Sunday morning at 12:30.
For real? Are you one of those people?
On my iPhone.
Good. Are you one of those people that, you know, tends to be on social media and try to ruin it for everybody else? Don't be that person.
Nope.
Good.
I don't bother the people on social media. You know, because I'm a fan. I've been a fan since the beginning. And, I was one of the people that got caught up in the, I think earlier in the week, someone leaked the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was, because you're so addicted to the show. So, yeah, I was part of that crowd and had to see what the hype was about. And to be honest with you, they leaked episode 9.
I heard.
They didn't really leak episode 8. It was episode 9 that they leaked. So on, Sunday, I was glued to my phone watching it. And you watch it like 3-4 times, you know, if you're really a powerhead. You probably watch it 3-4 times because there's so many different storylines. And, you know, really shocked that Angela decided to, take out Mike.
Yeah, you know, I know, right? She went like a G. She was a G on
directly.
That one. I know. She was a G. And I was like, after that, I was like to myself, I was like, before that, I was like, you never trust an Angela. Now I'm like, you know what? Maybe you can.
And Lex, isn't that a shame that even Angela is tough, but the Redskins weren't?
I guess the Ravens, right? I would tell you this. Power is way more interesting than the Redskins. That's no joke.
All right, let's get to that game then. Saturday, the Redskins lost to the Ravens 23-3. What were your thoughts on, obviously, I guess, you already said your thoughts on the performance, so I guess you said you weren't impressed, but go more in depth with that, though.
I mean, it was a waste of time and energy if you were a fan because the offense played only a few series and they looked very inept at times. I mean, I was wondering, you know, what did Coach Gruden kind of go over with these guys in Richmond for the last couple weeks because they weren't physical and the offense just looked out of sync. And he's an offensive head coach. You wouldn't think the offensive side of the ball will look that bad, but it's just the first preseason game. Nobody's going to burn down the house. We're not going to get all, you know, we're not going to get our panties in a bunch. You know, we know that they're going to be, they're going to be another opportunity for them to kind of save face. So I wouldn't lose sight of the fact that it was the first game, but you did have some major injuries that I think that could have major implications for the rest of the season.
Are you mentioning injuries? Are you, obviously, Trent Murphy is out for the whole season. He tore his ACL and his MCL. Sua Cravens, he has an MCL issue. He's going to have surgery on his MCL. Should be back, hopefully, week one of the season. How big of a, first, let's start with Trent Murphy. How big of an impact was that injury?
I think it was big because, you know, he added some depth to the team, and you don't know the certainty of a guy like Jimmy Gillette. Mm-hmm. You don't really know what you're going to get from the rookies, you know, albeit they did kind of play pretty decent in their first NFL game in, what's his name, Ryan Anderson,
mm-hmm.
and the other kid, Jonathan Allen. I mean, they looked okay. Jonathan got a sack, and, you know, Anderson got a couple of tackles, but you need that depth. I think when you you lose a guy like Murphy, he wasn't like a, you know, he wasn't pound for pound the best defensive player they had up front, but he definitely contributed. You know, he was a guy that helped on special teams as well. So now, you know, one of the younger guys, they're going to have to step up and make some plays.
So do you feel like, who do you feel should start in his absence? Should be Preston Smith or Ryan Anderson?
I mean, let the rookies play. It's preseason.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
You know, let them get their feet wet.
All right, so let's go to Sua Cravens. Sua Cravens going to miss all the preseason. How big is that for his in terms of his growth playing the safety position?
It's tough because, I mean, if I recall, I think he got injured on the regular season at some point. You know, so, I mean, we really need to see more, I guess, body of work. We really were hoping that he's not one of these guys, you know, that's always on IR. You know, hopefully he will return and he will be, you know, in good form, because the Redskins desperately need playmaking members in their secondary, you know, to help the mouth of the South back there.
Was that like a Jimmy Hart reference?
You say what?
Was that a Jimmy Hart reference?
Mouth of the South?
Mouth of the South.
Jimmy Hart. You watch wrestling? You didn't watch wrestling?
You watch wrestling growing up?
I watched wrestling growing up with my grandmother. You know, her, you know, rest in peace.
How about, okay.
And yes, I did watch wrestling.
Okay, I was about to say Jimmy Hart. You said Jimmy Hart.
Josh Norman is definitely the mouth of the South. Out of South Carolina. You know, he's a good quarterback. But you want your pieces to be available, you know, especially during this time, so everyone can kind of build the chemistry and kind of be on one accord. You know, having injuries this early is really tough.
So, Lex, in this first preseason game, what other players, other than what you mentioned already with the rookies, who stood out to you?
Absolutely nobody.
Hey, Lex.
Tape away.
Nobody?
Throw the tape away. And, like, I didn't see anything that was outstanding. Outside of Jonathan Allen getting a sack, I thought that was a big deal. I mean, the rookie getting a sack,
uh-huh.
Anytime you can win one-on-one battles is a big deal. But outside of that, the offense generating, I think the first unit generating less than 50 yards, I mean, that's appalling. But again, it was only the first preseason game. Kirk Cousins only played two series, and he really didn't try to pass the ball. I think he had two attempts, and the majority of it was handing the ball off to one of the running backs. So, again, don't go nuts about the first preseason game.
Hey.
Now, they played Green Bay. A little bit different this week. They got the Bengals in the third preseason game.
That's true, yeah.
But we'll see how they look then.
Hey, Lex, you frying the Redskins right now. but no, you ain't like Zach Brown. Lex, we can't have, honestly, real talk, we can't have like Will Compton or Mason Foster starting. So we have to always say that Zach Brown showed out. Like, that has to happen every episode. Like, every episode. We gotta have We gotta have Zach Brown look good. We cannot have Will Compton and Mason Foster as our star inside linebackers as a pair. Like, one of them has to be on the bench. One of them.
I'm gonna say this. I didn't see anybody that stood out that really had a lot of success. If I was a coach, I would have been screaming and hollering at these guys all week. But when they played Green Bay on Saturday, You know, just the mentality should be different. They should just want to come out and want to punch somebody because the coaches yelled and screamed at them all week because of all of the mistakes. You know, they weren't physical. I mean, you would think after getting beat a year ago in the regular season finale, which was a playoff-type game, where your team was just out-muscled, out-manned, you would have thought the first game, you would have thought they would have just came out and they would have played really tough against one of the toughest teams, I think, in football, the Baltimore Ravens. But again, Baltimore kind of intimidated Washington.
I agree.
Lex, you mentioned the coaches yelling all week. That just makes me think about, was Gruden out-coached in this game? Did John Harbaugh prepare his guys better than Jay Gruden?
No, I think what it just basically said is the rookies and the players that are trying to make the team, I guess they wanted it a little bit more, you know, for Baltimore, where with the Washington Redskins, it was a little more lax, maybe because I think the emphasis wasn't on this game. I think they just wanted to kind of get out of this game and not have injuries. Unfortunately, they didn't avoid those injuries. They lost two very key players on their defense. They had already had Oxen didn't play.
Yeah.
And your boy Pryor, did Pryor play?
He played.
I think he played. It was like a series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Crowder, he didn't play. So, I mean, you've already got injuries on the offensive side, which I think will affect this team if they're not able to play as a unit before September. I think it's going to affect them in that season opener against the Eagles.
You listen to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Myself, Wally, Ray Jeezy. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. So, in terms of the first, so were you even happy a little bit with the defense? Because I agree with you. I do think offensively compared to the Ravens defense, like toughness was an issue to me. And I feel like the Ravens squad was just tougher. And I don't know if that's something within coaching or just, you know, a man's want, period. But I just felt like Baltimore, and we've seen it for years, they've had this era of toughness. And in this game, forget the talent, because I'm with you, preseason to a certain extent doesn't really mean that much. But toughness is something you can show.
Yeah, I think there's certain teams that, you know, when you see them on your schedule, you kind of cringe because you already know it's going to be a physical game. You play Baltimore and you play Pittsburgh, you already know that you better bring some muscle, because if you don't, they will intimidate you. And I think it's good that they do play the little the Beltway series, you know, home and home away or whatever, each year, you know, because I think Baltimore is a physical team. They've been physical throughout the years. And I think for Washington to get to that next level, they're going to have to turn up the intensity a little bit more. And I'm really hoping in the Green Bay game on Saturday that we'll see more of the offense, and hopefully we'll see a better performance from all sides, special teams, offense, and defense.
Well, Lex, it's always a pleasure, especially, you know, just how candid you are and honest and always entertaining in your weekly appearance here on All Skins Everything. Before you get out of here, as always, let our listeners know how they can view your content.
Everything Lex Diamonds without the A on Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, I've been trying hard to get out of the political circle.
Me too.
I'm going to stay and I'm gonna stay on Stars and just watch Power.
Stay
out of the political, all the political stuff that's going on around the country.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, man. We look forward to, you know, having you on again next week, recapping the Green Bay game and just to the future, man. Thanks, as always.
Hey, guys, thank you for once again having me on your show. And let's hope we can get a preseason victory on Saturday at FedEx.
I hope so, man. Thanks, Lex. Appreciate you, man.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Have a great one. Again, that's Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Lex talked about a lot. I mean, he's more negative than me about the first preseason game.
No, he was honest.
He was honest. I think he's.
I thought it was very interesting.
No, he's real. No, I think he was. I think he was real. Like,
but he said nobody. I mean, at least we tried.
I tried to get one, man. Anyway, Lex talked about the injuries of Sua Cravens and Trent Murphy. We'll discuss that after the break. Listen to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig?
Deuces. Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yao Shu, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you, this is Barla's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah.
That little kid rocks, man. He's talented. You know what I'm saying? He's real talented. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. And you know, right? You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. Will T on vacation. Ray would say that Will T is not really, like, actually on vacay. He would say something else. Wouldn't you, Ray? No, not at all.
I just laugh because he is a big part of the show.
He's a very big part of the show.
That's my boy. It's just he hasn't been on yet.
Yeah, I know, right? He's a big part of the show.
For those of you who listen to the Urban Sports Scene, you're very familiar with Will, obviously.
Yeah.
Very knowledgeable.
Dancing me, boy.
Very knowledgeable. he hasn't been on All Skins Everything.
I know, right? Not yet.
It's been Ray and Wally Everything.
Anyway, Trent Moore, like we mentioned before the break with Lex Diamond, Trent Murphy tore his ACL and his MCL in the first quarter of the Redskins-Ravens game. I don't think it's a bigger loss than Lex thinks, but how about you?
No, I don't either, for the simple fact that, again, you were preparing to be without him because of a suspension. Mm-hmm. And also, you know now that he's out for the season.
Yeah.
So you're going to be preparing to play an entire season without him. It's not like he's going to be out for a few games and then coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, bring him back in the mix gradually, or you got to try to develop chemistry with the rest of the defense. No, you know you have to have guys step up, and like I said, next man up.
Yeah, you're going to have to rely on people like Ryan Kerrigan, who does start. Last year, I believe he had like 11 sacks last year. So you're going to have to rely on him to even, be more dominant, and hopefully he's healthier. Then you have Junior Gallette, a guy who hasn't played yet for this team but has been hurt the last couple of seasons. Now he looks like he's going to be healthy. This is a guy in New Orleans who is one of their premier sack defensive ends in the NFL. His last 2 years in New Orleans, he had 12 sacks and 10 sacks the year after that. So when you're looking at Junior Gallette, he's a guy that is a pass rusher. And when I mentioned those years, it's 2013 and 2014.
Yeah, well, see, I think this is a great opportunity for him.
Yeah.
That's how you got to look at this Trent Murphy injury. And hopefully, 9 sacks Trent Murphy had last season, career high, 47 tackles, 3 forced fumbles, career numbers. If anybody looks as though on the roster right now that they can fill that void, it's Junior Gallette.
Yeah, he's definitely the guy. But the only issue for Junior Gallette is that you don't look at him as a guy who's going to play every down. He's a guy that probably be playing mostly on third downs. That's the passing, the pass rushing down. I think a guy that needs to step up, honestly, and I think that would probably get most of the downs is Preston Smith. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that they're going to have to rely on. His rookie year, I believe he had 7.5 sacks. Last year, I want to say he had 4.5 sacks. Yeah, 4.5 sacks last year. So he's a guy that needs to step up. Like, it's a big year for him.
I do like Trent Murphy's toughness, his level, and this is something that obviously the Redskins appear to be lacking. I like to use the word appear because I don't like to question a team's toughness or their physicality.
Yeah.
I'm just saying how it looks on the field, especially in this first preseason game. But maybe it's tough to match the Ravens' level of intensity coming out. Ravens have a lot to prove. But so do the Redskins, as I just referred to. But Trent Murphy was tough. But I believe that, again, because you have the knowledge of the suspension and you know that you're going to be without him, that you have the opportunity now to game plan.
And correction, Preston Smith had 8 sacks his rookie year, not even 7.5, 8 sacks.
Nice.
But then you also add in Ryan Anderson, the guy that, you know, coming from Alabama, made big plays in Alabama, was a playmaker in Alabama. So, again, I guess this whole discussion is they have the depth to play without a Trent Murphy. That's the discussion. Now, going on the flip side, Sue Craven, who hurt his MCL in the same game, is going to have surgery. He's going to probably be out. He's going to be out. It looks like he's going to be out for the whole preseason. Should be healthy enough for week one. Is this detrimental to his growth as a safety, in the NFL?
In the short term, possibly. I think a high level of possibility for the simple fact that he needs to get reps playing a new position, playing under a new defensive coordinator. And I think that hurts him going into game one. Should you even start him game one just based on his talent alone? No, maybe you might want to have guys that now get an opportunity to get more reps and are building continuity with the rest of the defense. You might want to gradually bring him along as the season progresses. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, this is a dynamic playmaker, as we saw last season. And I guess his few appearances, considering he was injured, it's a big loss, and I think this is bigger than even Trent Murphy because, again, you expected so many big things from him, and the comparisons to Sean Taylor are there.
Yeah.
The possibilities or the potential is endless with him, it seems like. And we talked about him being a potential Pro Bowl on this show.
Dude, we've been talking about it for 2 weeks now.
You know, and now with him being out and not being able to, again, get that time, it's crucial, especially against teams like Green Bay. And the Bengals.
Good
passing teams.
Well, this team has had issues with the safety position for years since Sean Taylor's passed. And when you look at a guy like a Sue Craven, you look at the player, you look at the ability, and you're like, you say to yourself, like, this could be he won't be as good as Sean Taylor. I don't think anybody sees that he's going to be Sean Taylor. But they do see a guy that is talented to a point where, you know what, he can be a Pro Bowl safety. Like, you can see that.
Well, just to mention in the same breath as Sean Taylor tells you the type of ability he has, I don't think anybody expects him to be Sean Taylor or better.
Mm-hmm.
But since Sean Taylor passed away, unfortunately, we haven't had anybody that we could mention say, man, this might be the next Sean Taylor or somewhere close to that.
Yeah. And you're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray. On Twitter, talking about what can happen with one of our tweets, we got responded by a man at Live1 talking about Sue Craven. He said move DJ to strong safety where he belongs and move Fish Smithson, the only true safety on the roster. So basically, I mean, that's a good look. I saw reports about him. About him in training camp and hearing that he's played pretty well in training camp and even in the preseason game. I mean, he was flying around. And he was a guy that you saw often making plays, not like interceptions, but he was around the ball. So it looks like, you know, he has range. He's comfortable in that position. I'm interested to see now that Sua has gone down, what young guys step up and maybe be able to replace Sua Craven while he's on the shelf and until he gets back for week one. But there are other guys, like Will Blackman's a guy that I don't really trust at that position. So we'll see. Only time will tell. But I do like DJ Swearinger. I think DJ Swearinger will step up and play at a high level for this team. But it's about time for a break. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about the Redskins' next game against the Packers on Saturday. Lex talked about that a lot, too. He wants to see what this team's going to do. We're going to preview that game. You listen to the Urban Sports Saint for ages. You dig? Deuces.
Pray.
This song never gets old for Redskins fans. But I don't even think it helps when the Redskins lose. When they win, I mean, it's just a perfect victory song.
It is. When they lose, it sucks.
Only song that I think is better in life is Florida State. Oh.
That's not like the Atlanta Braves.
That's Florida State, man.
Isn't the same thing?
They're all very similar.
I know, right?
Anyway, Saturday, 7:30 p.m., the Redskins take on the Green Bay Packers in the second preseason game here in 2017. Wally, you are a very well-documented, well-spoken, outspoken Redskin fan, however you want to frame it. What are you looking for from the team? Do you want to see them come out more physical, more aggressive? What's going to be just one of the first things you look for as they take the field against the Packers?
I want to see them more aggressive. I think that's the common theme. I think what we saw against the Ravens, they weren't physical enough. So I want to see them. I want to see that team. I want to see them more physical. I want to see them be able to run the football. I want to see Rob Kelly, you know, hitting the holes and maybe getting from like 4 or 5 yards to carry. I want to see P. Ryan, you know, improve and look more confident as a running back. And I do want to see Terrell Pryor. I want to see the explosiveness. I want to see him getting some attempts down the field. And I want to see Kirk Cousins, to be honest with you, play a whole half, to be honest, if that could happen. I doubt that will happen, but I would like to see him play a whole half.
Yeah, you pretty much stole everything I was going to say. I really emphasized on the other show, check it out, wadio.podbean.com, the Urban Sports Scene, that Terrell Pryor is really who I'm looking for, because with the current injuries on offense, you're going to need Terrell Pryor to be a big part. And also in addition to, you know, who you lost in the offseason. So you're going to need him to be a big part of the game plan. That's what I was going to say. And we didn't get any type of sample size to work with against the Ravens, which you kind of expect. But for him being new to the team, in spite of his ability, I do think chemistry is important. We've said time and time again that training camp, practices, while that's important, definitely, that's why you have practice. What really matters is what happens on that field, and that's how you really build chemistry against teams that are coming after you, who are also, you got guys on the other side competing for jobs and wanting to, you know, prepare for the regular season. So that's what I'm really looking at, is how is he going to impact offense? Because again, you got guys that are out right now, and you lost guys in the offseason.
So who needs a good performance in the worst way? In the worst way in this game. And that's also our social media question.
I want to say
as well.
I'm just going to say each running back.
Each running back?
Yeah, because the running game and the offensive line obviously factors in.
I totally agree.
The running game in general. Can I just say that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The running game, it needs to be more existent in this game.
Yeah, I think that. I think that like Robert Davis is a guy that needs to show out. You know, he's a guy that's hopefully he wants to make the practice squad, because I don't think he's gonna make this team as a starting wide receiver. But I didn't think that, you know, he created enough separation while in the game, and you know, we've seen this team over the last couple of years having a wide receiver show out even in preseason, even though he's playing against third, fourth string defenses. But in this game, the game against the Ravens, we didn't see that type of wide receiver show out. And Robert Davis is a guy that has the ability to show out, and I don't think he did enough in the first game. So I'm looking at him and saying, you're a guy that needs to step up if you want to make this team or even be on the practice squad. Who else do I think? You mentioned the running backs. P. Ryan was one.
I said,
you said running game in general. Yeah. P. Ryan is definitely one for me. And also, it's a question on social media, on Facebook, in this group called Redskins Nation. We posted the question, who needs the good performance? Dustin Smith said the whole team. Dominique said, he says no I in team. I guess he was replying to Dustin. Right. Thomas Ward to the offensive line. Travis Robinson said that he would like to see Kirk Cousins play more. He said last year in week two, Kirk Cousins didn't play at all. So he wants to see Kirk Cousins play more, period. Hopefully, if he does play, I think Kirk Cousins plays a lot, it'll be good for him going into the season.
Is Kirk Cousins now getting star treatment?
I feel like he shouldn't, because he's not Aaron Rodgers. I feel like Aaron Rodgers or, you know, Breeze and them should get that type of treatment. He said he would like to see Nate Sudfield play better. He thinks he's a guy who needs to play well. P. Ryan, he mentioned P. Ryan. is an individual that needs to step up as well. My man Kevin McCarthy said P. Ron and Mac Brown. You're right, Rand. The running game is definitely the common denominator. And he also said for sure the whole team, though.
And in response to Dominique, there's no I in team, no, but there is an EAM in team. I tell people that. And that means each and every man has responsibility.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I always say that. That's been my mantra.
That's really, I've always said there's a me in team. There's not an I, but there's a me.
Technically, it's not a me in team.
Yeah, it's a me.
There's an M
and E. You put together me, it's
but,
me.
But it's not all together.
But it's, you
but
know what I mean.
There's an EAM.
But
don't try to hate.
Don't. I'm not trying to hate. I'm just telling you, there's a me.
Exercise or diet. Exercise is not a hobby.
They don't even know what exercise or diet means.
Doesn't matter.
You're listening. What?
Hashtag it.
Hashtag it. Anyway, you're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. I'm here, my boy Ray. Ray is talking about exercise or die. Y'all don't know what that means, but you know, I'm gonna school you out to the game real quick. Exercise or die is a movement Ray put me onto. Blah, blah, blah. It was one of the greatest things in life, and I lost weight off of it.
Oh, so, yeah, well, you know, you just try to come up with another name to counter it. You know, it wasn't like FanDuel versus DraftKings. It was just some crap that never really materialized. And in this case, you know, saying it is a me and team, it's really not. But anyway, I'm looking at this game. I'm looking at the fan base right now. Mm-hmm. And as a collective group, people are a bit concerned because, you know, they showed absolutely nothing in the first game. Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned before, and I'm going to mention now for those who did not hear us on our other show, is a lot of times when teams look bad in the preseason, it's not necessarily the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the games start to count and matter, that's when you start to look for how a team is going to respond. But considering the history of this team, considering how eager this fan base is for a winner, I know that people are going to be are really going to be looking for just a complete 180 or 360 from the first game.
And hopefully they get that. But it's time to wrap this show up. Again, another great show. This is episode 3.
Epi 3.
You know what I mean? All Skins, Everything on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia, and 96.9 FM. So yeah.
Hashtag ASC is dope.
Yeah, I've been hashtagging that. Have you been, sir?
No. Sorry about that. I'm gonna ask Will to do it for me.
Go ahead. Go ahead. That's terrible, bro. That's terrible. Anyway, man, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Saying for ages. You dig? I'm not gonna say deuces yet, but Ray, you wanna say something?
Oh yeah, check us out next week. Lex Diamond, his weekly appearance. We appreciate all the support right here on Fox Sports 1340 AM.
For ages, you dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie.